Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Can I, before we go to the phones, can I read three quick quotes? Three quick quotes. I can't?
I mean, why do you ask? Of course you can.
Okay, I want to read three.
You're top of the marquee. What am I going to do?
Quote.
Climb over there and turn off your mic?
You could try.
I wouldn't.
Well, I'd stop you.
I doubt it.
Granny would hit a buzzer. Quote. It's pretty obvious that Steve Kerr's not too interested in having Jonathan Kuminga be in the main rotation. That is from Tim Kawakami. This is all part of the Warriors Plus Minus pod.
Right. Okay? It is pretty obvious when Steve Kerr is the one who gets to decide who plays basketball and Jonathan Kuminga didn't play basketball. So, yes, I would say that it's pretty obvious.
Quote, there's definitely some sour feelings. That comes from Slates.
Why would there not be sour feelings? You're 22 in a contract year and you feel like you're a really good basketball player.
Quote, it feels like this is the end of an era. If you're Kuminga, you're like, I'm not coming back to a coach that doesn't believe in me. That's from Marcus Thompson, the third member of the Warriors Plus Minus pod.
I love all three of them, and all three are spot on. The only part about the Marcus Thompson one that you could take issue with is if Jonathan Kuminga's best offer out in the market is a three-year, $45 million deal, and the Warriors say, yeah, we're good with that.
Kuminga, he gonna go... Where, I mean,
Warriors can match any
offer. He's going to go where the Warriors tell him to go.
Essentially.
He's either going to stay here because they're like, no, or he can accept a contract somewhere else and the Warriors can say, fine, by us.
Or the Warriors can say, ooh, you got that from them? We like that offer.
Exactly.
We're going to match it.
You're going to stay.
And you're going to stay.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so... That's what the word restricted means.
Yes, but I do think the more you start to look at the way that this has gone, I don't believe that he's going to be that restricted. It might be a sign and trade.
I don't know.
But I don't know. Just...
This is a question for a different day,
of
obviously.
Of course it is,
But anyway, that's what those three very tapped in reporters are saying right now. Joe in San Jose. Let's hear from as many of you as possible. Hi, Joe. What's going on? Thanks for calling.
Hey, man, thanks for taking my call. Yeah. That was a phenomenal game yesterday. Very entertaining. Went down to the wire. The Warriors gave it their all. And here's the question I want to ask to you guys. Those turnovers were not mistakes. I mean, technically, those turnovers were from being a dominant force for over years and the wear and tear that comes with it. And so I just think that tomorrow game is now never for the Warriors because next year is only going to get worse. And I just want to get you guys' opinion on that. Those turnovers were just from being dominant. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, Joe, thanks. I don't know, man. I mean, sometimes, like, I see where you're coming from, and it was last week that I was like, look, my observation is that some of this sloppy stuff comes from being tired, and his point is they're tired from playing so many extra games because they're great and everything. So if you want to run that chain link fence, I can't argue with you. At the same time, the Warriors have plenty of energy to conduct an offensive set. They do it all the time. They did it for most of the night. So I'm not going to, like, I'm not going to say these turnovers are all just excusable because the Warriors are great. I also do buy. I buy that tomorrow is kind of a do or die, but not because, as he puts it, well, next year it's only going to get worse. My mind is not on next year at all.
Right.
And I don't even know who's on the roster next year. We have no idea who's going to be on the Warriors next year. Who's going to be healthy? Who's going to be acquired? I have no idea. For me, the minute you start thinking about next year, it's an admission that you think this year is a waste of your time, and I'm nowhere near that yet.
It's not a waste. I mean, you win tomorrow, and then you've got a 7-game series against Houston, and who knows? At the very least, it would be, from an odd standpoint, a 60-40 Houston favored 60% over the Warriors 40%. That, to me, is a ballpark of where the odds might fall. I don't think that Houston would be much more favored than that, so you've got a live shot at it. You've got players who've won championships. You've got Jimmy Butler, who's been through it. And I love the Steph quote after last night, where Jimmy Butler said last time that they were in the play-in in Miami, he packed for 2 months, yep, which I thought was pretty funny.
Yep.
And even though, you know, you don't really travel for 2 months, the point was well taken that, you know, I'm expecting to be in this for 2 months. And yep, he was.
And he was.
Yeah. So I do think that if they get into a series in the playoffs against Houston, OKC is a different animal, but you get into one against Houston, I do think that it's a live thing for Golden State to expect to maybe win that series.
DJ in San Jose. Hey, DJ, what are you doing?
What am I doing? I'm listening to you guys.
Yeah, man. Well, now we're listening to you. How about that?
All right, great. Wow. I mean, people are losing their minds over JK. Like, if any other player didn't get a DNP, like Looney, Post, or TJD, we wouldn't even be talking about it, at least not this much. But that's one thing. And then we had a really good stretch without JK, so it's not hard to understand why Kerr might not want to interrupt that rhythm or whatever, that like rotation. But I mean, JK is a little bit like dispensable at this point because he does the same thing that what's his name? Jesus Christ. I mean, never mind. All right, let me move on to my next point.
All right, DJ.
Keep me on here.
All right, no, that's okay.
So
yeah.
At the end of the game, I mean, all of the role players looked scared to shoot, and I think Dibs was touching on this. Like, Gary Payton was hesitating. Like, he would take that three earlier in the year. Like, he would not, like, defer as much as he did. Moody's not shooting. No one is shooting except for Pods. I mean, and is he really the one we want? Like, I mean, he's not like going to create his own shot, and he's the one who ends up with the ball at the end of the shot clock. And then focusing just at the end of the game, like, if you want to limit turnovers, give it to Jimmy. Like, why are we giving it to Dre and Curry? So they do that predictable, like, run where Curry's running around and we know where it's going. Like, it doesn't work. Like, at the end of the game, you got to go to Jimmy.
Wait a minute. DJ, thank you very much for the call.
Thanks, DJ.
Hold on. Everybody hit the freaking brakes.
What's wrong?
I know he had 8 turnovers yesterday. Mm. I get it. Did someone just say, why are we going to this Draymond Steph thing that's predictable and doesn't work? I don't know. Maybe because it's one of the most iconic things in the history of the league, and it does work. It does work. And Steph Curry was unbelievable in the fourth quarter. He's the reason you had a lead in the game. Like, I get it. I get the frustration. They made some silly turnovers. And Draymond smoked a layup, his words. And we can come after him for that. But we're not doing this. We're not doing, hey, what the Warriors do doesn't work. Yes, it does. Since Jimmy Butler arrived, yes, it does. Steph's been incredible. Jimmy's been incredible. Yes, they've made some mistakes. They've lost some games. And I think a very fair set of eyes looks at the opportunity that Jonathan Kuminga was given to come back to the team and reintegrate into something that was really working. And his opportunity was show them how you can elevate this. And unfortunately, it didn't happen. It doesn't mean he's not going to play in the playoffs. It doesn't mean he's not going to be on the team next year. It might. But I still think that there are all kinds of twists and turns that could happen. But I'm sorry. I see this as fair right now. The bottom line is winning games, and they won the most games when he was hurt. He was hurt, and he has not been able to show or prove that he can come in and automatically elevate what they were doing.
That's fair, and you look at what he's done when he's played, and he's been okay. I mean, they're 10-5 since he came back from injury, and I know that the record before he came back was better than that when you had Jimmy Butler and you didn't have JK. So, yeah, a little bit surprising, though, that he didn't get any minutes, and I do agree with the caller about Gary Payton II, and offensively, they were a little bit tentative, and you're right. Steph Curry in the fourth quarter was just about everything that you had, and I think that you got into a spot where it largely bogged down into that. Steph Curry was your offense, and the last three possessions of the fourth quarter were all very, very late clock, and you had a couple of turnovers because you got into a spot where they know that Steph Curry is going to shoot the ball, and so you either doubled him or you took the ball out of his hands, and you wound up with pods and a travel, and you wound up with a Steph Curry turnover in the corner and a Draymond Green turnover and a Draymond Green missed layup. I think offensively you got into a spot where it was, all right, Steph, you do it, and he couldn't do it all the time, of course, and then your other option was nothing.
Yep. No, again, I like the word tentative. I just didn't like the word scared. I think that Gary Payton would tell you, I'm not scared to shoot. I'm thinking in that moment, I think we can find a better look. And he may have been wrong. Like, maybe the offense didn't develop the way they wanted it to on a few possessions. And that's fair. That happens. I think the Clippers have a pretty good defensive squad. And they had a lot to do with that. So, you know, you can come down his road for it if you want. You'd love for all of your players to feel very comfortable out there. But yes, Gary Payton from the mid-range or Gary Payton from three anywhere other than the corner is not a great shot. It's not.
Well, the only shot he took in the fourth was one that was either blocked or contested. Yep. And he got his own rebound and was able to save the possession, but that was it. And that was one where...
And it was a layup.
It was like a layup. Well, he
dunk.
Flashed. Yep. He set a pick, and then no one stayed with him. And so he flashed, and Draymond found him, and he went up with two hands, and he just missed it. He missed it. It got blocked, whatever it was. And, you know, he got the rebound and all the rest of it. But if you look at the fourth quarter on offense, it was basically Steph and only Steph.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. And now come to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. And remember, the contest for two tickets to tomorrow's game between the Warriors and the Grizz is on. Sometime before the show ends at 6, we're going to ask you a question based on something that we have said or will say between 4 and 5:30. If you're the first person with the right answer on the contest line, which is 415-523-4652, you get the pair of tickets. So just keep listening. Okay, how about Craig in Houston? Hi, Craig. Thank you for calling.
Yes, sir. Man, I think your caller earlier, Shane, I agree with a lot that he said. And this last guy that called, he been drinking that same crack Kool-Aid that Kerr been drinking. Because you got to be an idiot not to play JK at any point. First off, let me just give you guys, because you keep harping about all these games that we won when Jimmy came. We had about 15, 16 games against some of the worst teams in the league. And we beat them all because they were horrible. Any team we played that was decent, we played a couple of decent teams that didn't have their all-star, didn't have their stars. And since then, any team that we have played that was decent.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We have lost. The one team we beat that was decent, that had the stars, was the Lakers. Everybody else we lost to. Atlanta. And then you come home with Jimmy.
Hold on, Craig. No, because this is totally inaccurate. What are you saying that they've lost to everybody but the Lakers? They didn't beat Denver the very next night? They didn't go into Memphis and win? They didn't do that? And then you're pointing to games where Steph didn't play? Come on, Craig, that's weak.
Memphis is not a good team. Memphis is in the play-in.
So are the Warriors.
That's my point.
Okay, well then, your point is that the Warriors suck?
Let me make my point.
Be accurate. I won't interrupt unless you're inaccurate.
I'm accurate.
You weren't.
I'm accurate.
You weren't. You think Denver sucks? So Denver sucks, Craig? Denver sucks?
Moving on.
All right, moving on.
Yes, moving on.
All right, Denver sucks. Got it.
JK has been screwed over by Kerr for 4 years. It didn't just happen. Didn't just start. This kid scored 34 points in back-to-back games, had about five or six games where he was scoring, giving you 20 and 4 and 5 rebounds every game. He was playing out of this world. He almost broke his ankle. He hurt his foot. Before he even came back, once they got Jimmy, the first thing Kerr started saying was he's going to have to defer. He's going to have to be like Jimmy. And not only that, a couple of days after that, the idiot started saying he needs to be like GP too. He needed to be like anybody except J.K. Now, I will give Jimmy and Draymond credit for one thing they did. Before Kuminga came back, when it was close, both of those guys said he doesn't need to do any of that crap. He'll need to defer or any of that. He needed to come back and be the same guy he was before he got hurt. Draymond and Jimmy said that. I give them credit for that. Kerr has not been a J.K. fan. The evidence shows that. He didn't play him last year in the playoffs for a couple of minutes. He's jerked him. Same with Moody. He just started playing Moody the second half of this season with consistent minutes. He gave those minutes to pick and pause.
All right, Craig. This is going on and on, and some questions need to be asked. First of all, again, if you're inaccurate, I'm going to point it out. Kerr never told Jonathan Kuminga, never said out loud that he needs to defer. That did not happen. You made that up in your head based on what you heard him say. But I do have one question for you before we move on to some other callers. When Moses Moody, Jonathan Kuminga, or any other young player has a hard time busting into a rotation, do you believe that any of that accountability goes to the player? Not just talking Jonathan, just in general.
If that player is getting consistent minutes and he's not producing, it's on that player.
Okay.
If that player is not getting consistent minutes, you don't know what he can do. But one thing I will say, when J.K. has gotten consistent minutes, and you can look this up too, his numbers add out. If he gets 25, 30 minutes a game, he's going to give you somewhere in the neighborhood of 16, 20 points a game.
Do you notice that you always – I don't want to say just you, Craig. And, Craig, thank you very much. Do you notice that opinion, when it shows up, it's always about the box score?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what I'd love to hear somebody call in and say? You know when you give Jonathan 25 minutes or more, the Warriors always seem to win. I never hear someone say that. And I'm not a data guy. So I don't even know if that's the case.
Well, I do.
But I would love for someone to say that. But no one ever says that.
Well, if you look at the games in which he's played the most minutes, if he plays 25 or more minutes, the Warriors are 12-12 on the year.
12-12.
If you look at the minutes, the games in which he's played the most, 36 minutes and 46 seconds, they lost. 36-10, they won. 36-10, they lost. And you go all the way down, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in a row, the 11 games that he's played the most, they're 3-8 in those games.
I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, I'm just telling you what.
Yeah,
and again, some of these games are different. Like,
of course.
One of the games that he's referencing where he had 34 points in back-to-back games. He's right. One of the games was against the Clippers. They lost 102-92. No Steph, no Draymond. JK played 36.5 minutes. He had 34 points. They lost by 10. He was a minus 5. They're going to lose that game.
Sure.
You didn't have Jimmy yet. This was back in December.
I'm not going to blame him for that.
No
but
Steph,
I'm
no Draymond. Yeah. JK cooked, and you lost.
I'm not going to blame him for that, obviously. I'm also not going to use that as evidence for, like, Kerr's an idiot, which was the statement.
I get that. Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. When is this going to go, for some of you, when is this going to get back to being about Warrior basketball?
Well, it is about Warrior basketball.
It's not.
And if they do this again, if he doesn't play tomorrow, if he gets another DNP and you lose to Memphis, then the C will be angry.
That's a completely different scenario.
Well, so far what we have is the first time he didn't play, the Warriors lost the game.
They lost.
So, I mean, it's a very, very, very small sample against a team that's really good.
But there was that larger sample of games where he was hurt and the best Warrior basketball has happened.
Right.
And I laugh
off. And his point, though, was that they played against a bunch of bad teams.
Which is, you know.
It's mostly untrue.
Sure. There were some bad teams in there. There were some good teams in there.
Of course.
But when,
and we can always play the schedule game.
Let's go back to when Jonathan was playing and he was cooking. Were they only playing good teams? No.
No,
they were there. Like, a lot of those wins were against bad teams.
Yeah, it's just, like, it's a mixed bag.
You can't argue that when Jimmy Butler arrived that that's been the best Warrior basketball in a couple of years. I don't even know how the hell you could argue otherwise. Can you?
And Jimmy was here and Jonathan was out.
Right.
For those games.
Thanks. Anyway.
Well, and those games were, and JK missed about 10 games before the trade, even more than that. And then Jimmy played for another almost 20 games before JK came back. And when Kuminga came back, Steve Kerr even told us, it's a totally different team, and now it's up to Jonathan to adjust to what's going on.
Right, and there were nights where that looked good, and then there were nights where it didn't. And I think in a general takeaway, it didn't elevate it. I don't think it, like, hurt it. But Steve's not wrong with what he said after the Portland game. They were playing more connected, and their flow was better a few weeks ago. Do I want to draw a line and make it, like, all Jonathan's fault? Of course not.
No.
I wouldn't even use the word fault at all. It just is what it is. Based on players' assets and their skill sets and fit and time in the system and all of that. But it's you know, people want people to develop. I get that. Now's not the time. We're not developing tomorrow night.
No.
Get a freaking game that you have to win.
No doubt.
There's no room for it.
Warriors with Jimmy while JK was hurt, 12-2. Warriors with Jimmy when JK got healthy and played, 10-6. So, and that's, I mean, these are sample sizes, and we can look at the opponents and we could say, well, I mean, they had two of those games were without Steph.
Right.
You're right. That was Jimmy and Jonathan, no Steph. So we can throw those out. And now it becomes 10-4, 12-2, 10-4. 12-2 is still better than 10-4.
Just use your eyes, though. What about your eyes?
My eyes have told me all along, Mark, and I love Jonathan Kuminga. I think he's a bright young player. I think he's got an amazing skill set. And I do think that he someday can be a number two on a really good team. Then I look at this team, how this team plays with Steph and Draymond and now Jimmy and all the rest of them. And I don't think that what Jonathan does best fits with this team.
Yeah.
That to me, if you want to look at like what's left in the pan and you're a cook, and when you cook a meal and you get done and you serve the meal and you look what's in the pan, is the oil and the leftover and the... It's the good stuff.
Delicious.
But it's what's left.
Yeah.
And for me, if you take this topic all the way down to what's left in the pan, what's left is Jonathan Kuminga is a really good player, but he doesn't fit on this team. That, to me, is my statement.
I can accept the state. Can we add the last two words? Right now.
Well, yeah. I mean, right now for me is right now going forward, because this team's not going to change until Steph is gone.
Right. Well, I don't know about that.
They're not going to suddenly an ISO team.
Yeah, but Jonathan has done good things with Steph. Playing with Steph is not his problem. It's the Jimmy arrival that is really...
Well, I think the problem existed before that.
Maybe less so. Less so because Steph's a great shooter. Jonathan can play with Steph. You know, Steve didn't bring up Steph. He brought up playing with Draymond and Jimmy. And
right.
That lineup, whether anybody in the world wants to admit this or not, has this long list of data of not working. It has all of this data of not working.
But do you remember when Wiggins was here?
Yes.
The Kuminga-Wiggins thing, that was a thing then, before Jimmy came.
Yes.
So for me, it's not only about Draymond and Steph and Jimmy. It's about Wiggins. It's about the way Kuminga plays for me.
But Wiggins was actually playing very poorly at that time. That was the worst of Andrew Wiggins at the beginning of last year. So I'm not putting all that on Jonathan either. But I don't know, man. Just we're ignoring a whole lot of data if you just like, no, you're an idiot. Put him in there. It might have gone differently. Like, this is not the first rodeo. And it is not paid dividends.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.